We're going to start again from the Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amid Aleph at the bottom. We got into Amid Beis, but let's, because we didn't learn for a long time, it's going to be hard just to start. We'll go quickly through the Mishnah, the Gemara, at the bottom of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah says, the Musur Slavan Hailer Ram Gamliel Batavla, over Kaisel. Ram Gamliel had an image made of a form of a moon, the very shapes of the moon. Because of Aliyotzin in the wall in his attic, he used to show the people that weren't too acquainted about the moon, and he said, did you see the moon this way, so, you know, amateurs don't understand so much divisions, you know. So he showed them various shapes of the moon, and he asked, did you see like this, he would know then if it would be kosher edus or not. So the Gemara asks, Mishari, are you allowed to have such a thing? Because it says in the pasuk, "Leisasaniti," you're not allowed to make with me. Hashem says, meaning "Leisasan kedemish shemashoy." You're not allowed to make images of my servants. Now the moon and the sun and all these are servants, and the stars are servants of Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Leisasun iti." Iti means with me, meaning don't make images of things that are my servants. So how is Ram Gamliel allowed to have an image of the levana when it says you're not allowed to? I'm an Abaya. Abaya said as follows. It's only images that you could replicate. Meaning, nobody can make a moon again. I mean, none of us can make a moon or a sun. So therefore, that's not forbidden. The Torah forbid only things that you're able to double, to replicate and copy. Okay, the Tanya, like it says, what does it mean? A person's not allowed to make a house in the form of the Beis HaMikdash, achsad the Tavnas Ulam. You're not allowed to make a pavilion in the form of the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. Chotze Keneged Azar, you're not allowed to make a courtyard like the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, you're not allowed to make a replica of the Shulchan. Meneira Keneged Meneira, you're not allowed to make a Meneira, replica of a Meneira. Aval Esa, but you're allowed to make Shal Hamisha, Shal Shisha, Shal Shmeina. It is what we left off last time, I mean a few weeks ago. You can make a menorah from 5 branches, 6 branches, 8 branches. You can't make a replica of 7. And you're not allowed to make of 7. Because that was, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was 7. And it says, from any metal. Even though the original menorah was gold. But according to Halacha, any metal was kosher for the menorah. So you're not allowed to make any replica of 7. Why? Because you make a replica of the menorah. Rabbi Yisib says, Afshal Eitz Liyasa. You're not allowed to even make a replica of a menorah out of wood with 7 branches. Why? Keder Shosim Malcha Beis Chashmenoi. Why? Basically, bottom line of the story is as follows. According to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, a wood menorah was kosher. Where does he see that a wood menorah was kosher? Because the Chashmenoim, after the Hanukkah story, were very, very poor, and they made a menorah of wood. So Rabbi Yisrael says, you see, a wooden menorah is also kosher, b'diavad. So there you can make a replica of a wooden menorah, because that's kosher for the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim say, no, wood is not kosher for the menorah, only metal. Not gold, only gold. Gold, obviously, was the best way. But any menorah of any metal. Amr Leis, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya. There's no proof from there. Why? Shapudim Shabarza Ahayu. The menorah was made out of iron, v'chipum bebatz, and they plated it with tin. So therefore, it looked like wood, but it wasn't wood. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says it was wood. The Chacham say, "What are you talking about? It wasn't wood. It was metal." As Shido, then when they became wealthier, also Shokasev, they made the menorah out of silver. Chazur Ashir, when they became even richer, also Shozav. They made it out of gold.
But isn't this a custom that they have to make a menorah out of zahav? So how come they had
the no
permission? Wait,
that's what I said in the Parshas Terumah. The Torah says, I mean, the Rambam talks about, when he talks about the menorah, I mean, the Gemara also, the Gemara says clearly that the menorah chatchila was supposed to be made out of gold if they had the ability. Now, all the designs of the menorah, making it from one piece and all that, was only if the menorah was made out of gold. But the Rambam writes from this Gemara, any metal was kosher for the menorah. This is the Torah says, oh, that's the best way of making it. But Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Har Sinai, any menorah of any metal was good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda thought, or he maintained, it was wood also, because Chashmonai made wood. Chamzei only looked like wood, it wasn't wood.
That was only applied to the menorah. How about the shulchan and the mizbeach?
It only speaks to you about the menorah. In fact, he does quote, I mean, Rashi over here, I'm sorry, we should have said this. Rashi says, how do you know L'cheira, the Torah says gold? Like you asked, if the Torah says gold, why are we allowed to make it from memory? Because it's klalu pratu klal. The Torah says like this, Vasisa Meneira Zav Tard. I'm sorry, Vasisa Meneira. The Torah says make a Meneira, general statement. Then it says Zahav. Then it says Miksha Tasa. It should be Tiyasa, Miksha, it should be one piece. So it's called klalu pratu klal. Klalu pratu klal, like we say in before Haidu, Yatadan ala Keina Prat. That means it had to be similar to the Prat. Meaning, just like the detail is gold, it had to be metal. But it didn't have to be only gold. That's where Chacham learned.
So this limbo is only from menorah then?
Correct. Correct. And Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, didn't learn a klal prato, klal and tribuy me a tribuy, so it included a lot more things. Mm-hmm. Well, the pearl, according to the Gemara, and the halacha was, I mean, the Rambam quotes this clearly, that they were allowed to make the menorah out of any metal. That's if they didn't have money. I mean, if they had money, they had to make it out of gold. Okay, so the pearl, what is this Gemara saying? This is a bias answer. The Gemara's question was, how are you allowed to make images of the moon? So by answer, this is only things you can make a replica of. But the moon, you can't make a replica of. Nobody can make a moon. So therefore, that din doesn't apply. Okay, that was a bias answer. So the Gemara asked, Bishamosh, Mashiav Shalah Seisin Kameisin, Bishari, are you going to tell me now that anything that you can't replicate, meaning you can't make like the moon, is permissible? But Tanya, we learned clearly in the Braise, you're not allowed to make it. Why? The Braise says, Leisasun iti. It says clearly in the Braise, Leisasun kedmusha mashoi, you're not allowed to make images of my servants, Hamishamshim lefane bamorim, who serve me in the heavens. So this Braise doesn't only say, don't make copies of things. It says clearly, you can't make copies of those things that serve me in the heavens. What serves the Shem in the heavens? The stars, the sun, and the moon. So it says clearly you can't make an image of the moon. So how did Ram Gamliel have an image of the moon if you're not allowed to?
How could anybody make a duplicate of a new moon and sun?
That's what the Gemara is saying, but here it says, no, you're not allowed to make any images that look like the moon and the sun.
That look like the moon.
Right. So first the Gemara thought it meant you can only, it's forbidden only if you can actually make a real moon. But the Gemara says no. You can't make even an image of it. So Adam Gamliel have an image of the moon.
The sky and is the God's
servants.
Servants.
Yeah. That's, so he says he can't make a copy of it.
Okay, he can make it in the heavens and.
One minute we'll see the Gemara. Now this Gemara is the source of the whole Halach and Shulchan Aruch, which you're allowed to make sculptures of and images of. This is the Gemara, it's the source of it all. So the Amar Abaye said as follows. What does it mean, those things that serve me in the sky? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. It means other things that serve Hashem and high. What does it mean? Amar Abaye, Le'asar Teirau Demus Arba Ponim Adi Adodi. The Torah forbids to make four faces together into one sculpture. What does this mean? Mm-hmm. When in the Nevuah and the Yecheskel that we read in the Haftarah on the first day of Shavuos, the throne of Hashem. Mm-hmm. So it says over there, there was Demus Adam, Demus Shara, Demus Arye, Demus Neshed. There was a picture on the throne of God. Okay, there are four images: person, ox, lion, and eagle. Okay, so it says what the Torah says is those things are on Hashem's throne. Mm-hmm. They, so to speak, serve Hashem. So that's what you can't make an image of together, meaning on one thing. Like he says, Rashi, the Braitzer forbids making an image of one four-headed creature having the face of a person, lion, ox, and eagle. That's what's forbidden. But not the sun and the moon. So Gemara says, Alameyato, is that's the case, if you're telling me Abaya, that the Braitzer means to make these four images together into one,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? So he asks the question, parts of Adam Lechudit Tishri, then you should be allowed to make a sculpture of a face of a person. Because what are you telling me? Only four faces together. That means one face of a person you would be allowed to make. Ba'alamatanya, why did we learn? All faces are permitted, chutz mi parts of Adam, except a person, a face of a person. And here's a very big argument in the Poskim. Does it mean the face? Does it mean most of the body? Does it mean only the face, not the face? It's a big argument, even in Halacha today, what you're allowed to make. Can you make a sculpture of a face of a person if there's no body? Can you make a sculpture of a profile of a person? Can you, you know...
The pictures is... pictures someone from a person is, doesn't...
A picture?
Yeah.
We'll see in the Gemara later. Some people taka don't take pictures.
Yeah.
But well, we know that in
grandpa,
yeah, because of the image. But the Gemara is going to say that's only if it sticks out, if it's protruding, not a picture that's flat.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something which protrudes.
Mm-hmm. So many people have these statues in their houses.
We'll see and about that in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about these things. But the Gemara asks, according to you, Abaye, it's only forbidden to make the four faces together, which means each face alone is allowed. So the question is, how in the world can you say, according to you, you should be able to make a face of a person? And here it says you can't. So, Amar Avhuna Breid Ravidi, Mipirkud Abaye Shemili, from the learning of Abaye, from the lectures of Abaye, I learned as follows. It says, Leisasun iti, you shouldn't make with me. Leisasun eisi, you shouldn't make me. Now, what does it mean? It says as follows. You're right. You can't make a human image. Why? Not because it's one of the four, and any of the four you can't make. No. It says as follows. It says in the Torah iti, Leisasun iti, that means don't make with me. But if without the vowels in the Chumash, you could read it Leisasun eisi, don't make me. Now, obviously, Hashem has no form, shape, but Hashem is always referred to as a human. Chesed raya yamina, right hand, right foot, left foot. You look in Kabbalah, and even in Tanakh, Hashem always Yad Hashem, Vayichar Af Hashem. Granted, Hashem, of course, Chas V'Shalom to say he has any shape, but in Tanakh, the picture you get of Hashem, so to speak, is like a human. Hashem is Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, corresponding with the 248 organs of a person. So it says as follows. And Hashem says in the Chumash, Leisasun iti, which the Gemara said also means don't make all these servants in high, but it also says, Leisasun eisi, don't make me.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara is answering, a person is special.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you're not able to make an image of four things together. You can't, you can make each one separately, but not a person. Because of a different pasuk. So basically, the Gemara so far is saying as follows. You can make a sun and a moon. You can make any of the stars. You can't, you could make a picture of an axe, a lion, an eagle separately. You can't make one sculpture with four faces of person, axe, lion, and an eagle. But Adam, you can't make alone. Because a person, Hashem is, again, not God forbid there's a form, but if anything, he is like a person.
What did it say that a human being in the image from God?
Huh?
Right, they say that the human being is the image from God.
Yeah. But that means that Seichel Midas, that Seichel is higher than Midas.
Yeah.
And that's what it means.
Adam, Admal Elion.
Yeah. But over there is Zunruchnis. What? Yeah, all those things, don't we say? Now, he quotes in, based on this, if somebody would make one sculpture with the four images of person, ox, lion, and eagle, they would get two sins. One is for making the form of a human,
mm-hmm.
and one for making all four together. Yeah. So you'd get two Avedas.
But what if you make two of them together? The shore and the eagle?
No, only four together, the Gemara says.
So the shore and eagle is fine.
Fine.
And the human is a whole body, you know, or head alone, we can also
imagine. We will soon see. Mm. We will soon see that.
Mm.
Some people, we really mentioned this before. According to the Rosh and Aveda Zara, the reference is not to a mere face, but rather to the entire human body, including the face. Okay? Smag, however, explains that the reference here is even to the face alone. Thank you. Even to the face alone. Even to the face alone, you'd have to, it's forbidden. There is a. So that's all. We're not finished yet with this Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara's bottom line is again, the Gemara is trying to figure out how was Rambam Gamliel allowed to have an image of the moon.
No.
So first the Abaye said it's only things you can copy. Then the Gemara says it's only the four images. Then the Gemara says only the face of a person. I mean, either one of those, they're forbidden. But. Moon, so far the Gemara says no problem making an image of the sun and the moon and the stars, there's no problem. Okay? But now the Gemara says
that's a good Abaye. Abaye said that we learn from the Merkava.
But now the Gemara asks Veshar Shemashem Yishari, is other images of other servants of Hashem permissible? You're telling me only these four, but other servants you're allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Leisasun Iti, meaning Leisasun Kadumu Shamashai Hamashamshin Lefanim Bamarim. Every Braisa is adding another line to the other one. Mm-hmm. He says, you can't make any images of my servants. And he says, Kugain, Eifanim, Srafim, Chayas HaKadosh Malachi Ashadis. You're not allowed to make any images of angels. The Srafim angels, Chayas HaKadosh Malachim. You can't make anything.
How do we know the picture? Because we never saw them. So how do we know how do we know to make their picture?
Maluchim.
So you make a picture of angels with wings and whatever.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. If you think it's an image of an angel, it's no good.
You know, by the other ones, you know already.
Doesn't matter. But what's that? But the Gemara asks, you see from here, it's not exclusively the four faces.
Mm.
It's any of the things in the heavens. So the question is, if it's anything in the heavens, then why isn't the moon included?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't buy a statue of an angel looking
for one second. We're not done yet. And the Amar Abaye, the Abaye answers as follows. And if you notice, interesting, the Braith Attaka doesn't say moon.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks about the spiritual malachim.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can't copy. Right? So he says there's what's called the upper abode and the lower abode. Now, the Gemara says in Chagiga, there's seven heavens. Like we know, when you daven Shema, when you say Shema, and you say Echad, so Ches is eight, which is seven heavens and earth, and, you know, four corners of the world. So he says, the union of there's seven heavens. And the Gemara says as follows, the highest heaven,
mm-hmm.
all the way up there, that's where the Serafim, Eifanim, and Chayis are. The moon is much lower. The moon is on the second heaven. This is on the seventh heaven. This is on the second floor. This is on the seventh floor. So when the Torah says you can't make images of the ones that serve me on high, and in fact the Braisa clearly says Malachim, it means from the seventh heaven images you can't make. But the second heaven, the second floor images, you are allowed to make. So again, the Gemara is explaining, that's where Rabbi Gamliel was able to make a surah of the Levana. And it's interesting because the Brayse itself says, Kegain Malachim. Which obviously, he's not saying the moon, which means the Brayse maintains you could make a sculpture of the moon. What can't you make? The Malachim and from the highest places. So the Gemara asks, V'shebamadr atachtum ishari, but images from the lower heavens you are allowed to make. V'atanya, we learned in another brayse. It says, Asher b'shamayim, yeah, l'sasin, you shouldn't have any other gods, b'shamayim imal, v'arj mindach. So b'shamayim, l'rabis chama, u'levono, k'chavim u'mazolos. Clearly it says, you can't make a sun, a moon, stars and constellations. And then it says, Mimal is to include the angels. So how can you tell me you can't make sculptures of angels? But you can make sculptures of the moon and the sun like Rabbi Gamliel did. Here it says clearly in the Braise, Shemayim includes, because Shemayim is not the seventh heaven, Shemayim is lower down. Mm-hmm. That means even the lower things in the lower heavens you're not allowed to do. So the question is, how did Rabbi Gamliel, again, going back to the original question, how did Rabbi Gamliel have a sculpture of the moon? So the Gemara answers, Kitanya hi, that braise that says you can't make a sun and the moon is speaking la'abdim to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that pasuk, Asher b'shamayim imal, is in the 10th command in the Aser Sedibris, when the Torah says don't serve other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And over there it says b'shamayim imal.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says that pasuk is not speaking about making sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
The pasuk lo sasun iti elokei kesev elokei zov, that's talking about making sculptures. And over there we only include angels and the four faces together and everything. But when the Torah says not to make a replica of the sun or the moon, you're talking about making it to serve them. But to make it stam, you'd be allowed. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ila avdam. If you're talking about serving them, I feel a shul cotton them. You can't even make a little worm to serve. You're not allowed to make anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make this cup if you wanna serve it.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it? Were you talking about the moon, sun and the moon? Gemara says, "Ain't a nami." You're right. You can't make anything to serve it. But if you're making it not to serve it, then you can make the sun and the moon and the stars. You can make whatever you want. What you can't make is angels. Sculptures of angels. You can't make a sculpture of a person, right? Because that we learn out from a separate pasuk. And you can't make one sculpture that has a face of a person, lion, ox, and an eagle. That you can't do. And the Gemara says, Enoch Anami, Istaka, you're right. Because we learned in a braise. It says, Asher ba'aretz l'rabbis horim u'gvois, you're not allowed to make images of mountains, valleys, yamim, nahoris, seas, rivers, apikim, u'goyis, streams and valleys. Mitachas, from the earth below, l'rabbis shul shukot, and even a small worm. So Gemara says, you're right. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, you can make sun, moon, you can make anything you want, if it's not to serve. The only thing you can't make, even if you don't want to serve it, is angels, person, or the four pictures together. And then at the beginning of the Gemara, we also learn you can't make replicas of the menorah, of the shulchan, of the Beis HaMikdash, that you can't make. But so far, there's no problem making a replica of a moon. Unless, if you're making it to serve, and if you're making it to serve it, so then you can't even make a worm. Can't make anything. But now the Gemara asks, it's so funny the way the Gemara is going from stage to stage to stage, till finally the Gemara is going to say a completely different answer. But the Gemara asks now, Vasiya Gredosa Mishari, are you allowed to make it? You're not allowed to even make the moon. Why? Because we learned in another braise. Leisasun iti, you're not allowed to make. Leisas kedmusha moshe mishamshin lefane kagain chama ulevana kechavim adol. Here's a brisa. Clearly says you can't make a sun or a moon. Very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the Gemara before brought down brisa that said the Merkava, the this, The Gemara brings on a clear brisa, and that's the way Bavli works. It's interesting. The Gemara could have brought down this brisa and said the whole page of Gemara.
That's right.
Right? Because obviously this brisa says clearly. First, the Gemara brings one brisa, it's not clear. Another brisa. But that's the way Bavli works. Hmm. Bavli elaborates on everything. Even though this question, they knew this brisa before. They could have just asked him this brisa. But that's the way they go with stages. And meanwhile, we learn that a lot of new dinim from the answers of the Gemara of what you're allowed to make, what you're not allowed to make. But anyway, this brisa, bottom line, clearly says you're not allowed to make an image of the sun or the moon. So now the bottom line question is, how did Nam Gamliel have an image of the moon if you're not allowed to make it? And the Gemara answers a very interesting answer. Shani Ram Gamliel Dachet Amasa, he didn't make it, some people made it for him. What the Torah says is you can't make it.
You cannot.
The Torah doesn't say you can't have it. Other people made it. Goyim made it.
That was that by Klein. If they're going to make a right. Of course, then they could have it.
Right. Now, at the bottom he discusses the Chayra, when the Gemara says they made it for him, that means Rabbi Gamliel told the people to make it. Now the question, if you can't do it, how can you tell others to make it?
Yeah.
What you're not allowed to do, you can't tell a guy to do for you.
No.
So the Gemara answers, that's rabbinically forbidden, granted. Like Shabbos, you can't tell a guy to do something for you, what you're not allowed to do, because it's rabbinically forbidden. But the Gemara learns over here as follows. Rabbi Gamliel, this was Tzedek Mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel's shape of the moon was to explain to the witnesses how they saw the moon to know, was it a moon or wasn't it a moon? Is it Rosh Chodesh? Is it not Rosh Chodesh? He didn't do it for artwork in his house. He did it for the sake of a mitzvah. So therefore the rabbinic prohibition doesn't apply, meaning the Chachamim, when they made the Isser, that you can't have a guy making for you images that you're not allowed to make, it doesn't apply for a mitzvah.
That's why on Shabbos you can tell a guy to do something in the shul, but not at home.
If it's a mitzvah, correct. Public Terech Mitzvah and so on.
So you could buy an idol from the Goy?
Huh?
So you could buy the shape of an idol from a Goy then?
No.
Why not?
Some people answer, by the way, that Gamliel Taka didn't tell the Goy to do it, the Goy just did it.
So according to this, could you buy a menorah with seven branches from the Goy?
Based on the Gemara before,
That was the most trick. That was the first trick.
I don't know. But the question is, Tesis says about signals with signet rings. Mm. We're going to soon see about if you're allowed to have a signet ring, because the rings. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. According to Shulchan Aruch, if I remember correctly, you wouldn't be allowed to anyway, even though the main issur is making it.
Are you allowed to make a shape of an idol of somebody else? That
no.
But here it says as long as you're not going to worship it, you can make it. No.
Yeah, but if you're making feathers to worship, it's again the same
just
thing.
Just to have it like as a decoration. If someone makes they make statues of the Buddhas or whatever, not and they sell
in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't. In fact, I had a call Friday from a lady out of town that wanted, there's supposed to be a study group in somebody's house. And this lady is very far away from Yiddishkeit, Jewish, but very far away from Yiddishkeit. She has a bunch of Buddhas in the room where they're going to be learning. They said,
what they're learning.
Huh?
What they're learning.
No, they're going to be learning Yiddishkeit a little bit, a class about Yiddishkeit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but it's in this lady's house. But this lady has a bunch of Buddhas. So I said, you really have to take it out of the room. You don't tell you with a Buddha there. I mean, the Buddha's a din of Aveda Zara.
Could we cover it also?
Cover it. You know what? It's easier to take it out than to cover it.
Yes. Yes.
Covering it means it's okay. You just cover it because we're doing.
No, it's more disrespectful to the person to cover it. To think like it's not there. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. That it's covered, meaning it's no good. We have to cover it. It sometimes could even be worse. It's easier to take it out.
How about with a pig in the room? Similar or not?
Chazer is a chazer. Chazer. There's a lot of pigs around on 2 feet, but this, it doesn't. It's not a, something of Aveda Zara. But I'll tell you an example of this is a difference that we learned when we're learning the halachas during the week. The mashal, a jeweler technically is allowed to sell crosses. You know, like these necklaces, because that's not made to serve a cross. It's a jewelry piece. If there's a cross that people bow down to, that cross you're not allowed to have. That's Aveda Zara.
There's a picture of Yoshke on it. You can't do it. You can't sell it.
Again, technically, because it's an image of a person. That also we learned, it's an image of a person. It's a different story. But if somebody, many times the shayla comes from engravers. You know, people give them a piece of jewelry to engrave. You're from engravers. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to engrave a cross, you know, as a present from one person to the next. So you're allowed to because it's a jewelry piece. And these things are only forbidden, like we're learning here in the Gemara, if it's made to serve. But if it's not made to serve, it's not a problem.
So what was that half image that Rebbe had in his room we talked about once? And he said, we got to learn about this. Rebbe had some, one of the other Rebbeim.
No. Well. There was a coin that the government minted in honor of the Rebbe and had a profile of the Rebbe. Which, by the way, there was a meeting of Rabbanim about it, if you're allowed to do it. First of all, from the Gemara, it comes out, from Halacha, it comes out clear that it's only an entire face. Okay. And the profile is only a side of the face. It's not a whole face. And there's a lot of other issues. You know, what you left, if it's a whole body, if it's not a whole body, how much of a body, you know, things like that. But in the Rebbe's room, on the ceiling, there is a molding, okay, of different designs. This is from before the Rebbe gave. 4770 was belonged to Lubavitch, and there are every so often one of the designs is a face of a person. You know what I'm talking about? It's a face of a person. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if it was in the Rebbe's room, and the Rebbe saw it because everybody else saw it, the Rebbe definitely being in there day and night, mm-hmm. the Rebbe definitely saw it. And obviously, he didn't know anything about it. Means he held that you're allowed to have that. But it was only a face, but it was an entire face. You know, if you ever in the Rebbe's room, you'd see it. It was a mamisha face. But obviously, it's not us.
A lot of chairs and things like this as faces.
But what people try to do, sometimes you buy these sculptures of three men sitting. You know, you. I have one in my house also, in fact. You have, so what you do is you chip off a little bit on the nose, you make a little chip, and then it's not a full face of a person, so then it's also allowed.
What about like dolls, like Barbie dolls?
So the question, Shaila is, what do you do with these dolls? And we'll see later more in the Gemara. It's an interesting Shaila. How can you have a doll?
Mm-hmm.
A doll, it's an image of a person. Yeah. So the shayla is it only what is it? What materials are? It's an interesting thing.
Well, some of us walk around with quarters in our pocket.
I hope we do. Unless you want to be walk with dollars, but even the images of the people. But again, you see, I mean, you have all the coins. No, they all have it here. The dime also has a picture. I mean, the penny. Have you? Right. But this is not a full face. It's only a profile. You only see half a face. You don't see the other half, huh?
The eagle is a half face also.
The eagle. Does some coins with eagle?
The quarter has an eagle.
Yeah, but based on the Gemara we learned, it's only forbidden to make an eagle together with the lion and the ox and the person.
By itself,
the Gemara says is okay. And this is also not a complete image of a person. Now, we said before that according to the Rosh, here, the Rev, not to a mere face, but rather to the entire human body, including the face. So according to the Rosh, if you don't have the whole body, or at least majority of the body, for sure it's not a problem.
What's the halacha then? What's the halacha?
There is a.
I mean, if just the head, that's okay then? The choro?
According to those opinions, the question is in halacha, it's a machlekes. But
art scrolls have a picture of a lion on it.
A lion is not.
Not this. That's the chumash.
It's not. It's protruding.
Yeah.
But it's not a problem. How do you have? And we don't have because the Rebbe didn't like it. But how do you have many art in Kaddish? Many art in Kaddish. Many covers
old,
of the same. The lions.
Lions.
Because again, there's no problem making an image of a lion.
You can bow down or anything for a lion.
You bow down. You don't bow down to the lion. If you do, it's Aveda Zara.
But if it's in front of you, and you're bowing down, it's a problem?
You're not bowing to it. I mean, you're not even thinking about
it. Why don't you put your picture? Remember when we were trying to put your picture on the door? You said don't put it on the door because it might be a problem.
You're not allowed to daven to an image of a person.
We didn't daven.
The Rebbe didn't like the idea of a lion on the Pereches either, you should know. The Rebbe has letters about not doing it. In a shul.
The safari is not a problem if it's on the table.
Nah. Let me ask you another question. If you're standing davening behind a person, yeah? Moshe, you're davening like this, yeah? Is he davening to him and is he davening to him? Just because you're facing him. You're not davening to the person. Are you facing the person? You're not davening to the person. You're not.
Is it better to move aside or just doesn't matter? It really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's easy.
But you're not allowed to daven if you have a picture in your house of an object. Like a person. You have a family picture, right? You're not allowed to daven shmonesrei facing the picture.
The picture is less of a person.
You're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to daven facing a mirror. Because it looks like you're davening to yourself.
How come you can't do a picture but you could do a person? The person is sitting in front of you, you can't, but a picture you can't?
Because a picture is more of an image. Like you're davening. A person standing there happens to be there.
Like you. The Rebbe's picture.
You're not taking a lot of daven facing the Rebbe's picture. Whoever does it's going against halacha.
Mm-hmm. A person's picture is more strict than an animal's picture.
Correct, because a person himself is forbidden to make a sculpture of. Now the reason why, I mean, we didn't finish the Gemara, but the reason why. Why are pictures allowed if you have an entire person?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not protruding. It's flat. If it's flat, it's not an image. An image, according to halacha, is when it's protruding. Some people are machmir, they don't even take pictures. Go like this, you know, you see the... Mm-hmm. Many people don't take pictures. But the Rebbe allowed pictures, and the previous Rebbe allowed pictures, and most Chassidish Rebbe's allow pictures. And Miss Nagdushik Dalem allow picture? Yeah.
I'm bound here and I think in my mind I'm bound to Hashem.
Right.
Okay, if anything else be here, picture or anything, I say I don't care what is this. That's not Avodah Zarah.
No, but it doesn't look right.
But if I put something in front of me and say this is Hasbe Shalom God, that is not.
Right. No, the reason. Why you shouldn't face a picture when you daven is not because you might think the picture is God. Somebody looking at you, it looks like you're davening to the picture, even though you're not doing anything wrong. But to people, it looks like you might be doing something wrong.
In Avil's house, there's a different reason why we take the pictures.
The real reason, by the way, why you cover the pictures in an Avil's house, the real reason,
mm-hmm.
is because there's two reasons. The real reason is. Because you're daven in the room. And based on that, the pictures that are not in the rooms where you're daven, you don't have to cover. The minig is to cover them anyway, because of another reason. It shouldn't bring simcha, whatever, you know.
Yes.
But the main reason, you should know, is those pictures that you, in the room where you're daven. Because you're not allowed to daven facing pictures.
Same with the mirrors.
The mirrors also.
Is it better to just basically take them down? You can take them down.
Or take them down, you can cover it. The same thing. The main thing, it shouldn't be there. But that again is not because, like you're saying, if I'm davening to Hashem, the person in front of me, I'm not davening to the person.
No.
Okay, but somebody might think, you know, in a shul, obviously everybody knows you're not davening to a person because he's there because he's also davening. But when you daven to a picture, it looks like maybe that you're bowing to somebody, to the picture.